Joining us, who knows certainly a lot more about this than I do, is Senior Petroleum Analyst Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com. And first off, Patrick, I appreciate you joining us this morning. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I know when we spoke off the air, you are packing for a trip, so you're affected by these bumped up gas prices too?
Well, I would be, but I'll be jumping in a plane.
Oh, well, then that's
not as much. But yeah, you know, we've seen that, as you indicated, most stations yesterday started jumping their price up to $3.95 a gallon. But, you know, it's, I guess, a little bit light at the end of the tunnel. It's usually Indiana and Ohio spike at the same time. Well, they did, and usually they go about 5 or 10 cents a gallon under us because Ohio's gas taxes are much lower. But even those states got caught, even worse than Michigan. They're up to $3.99 a gallon, but as you indicated, in some of the stations around Holland haven't yet matched that. I do expect that perhaps they will, so be cautious out there. Those stations that are low may jump their prices slightly.
So some of the lower stations that are still below $3.90, mm-hmm. get them now before they jump is what you're saying.
Yeah, I would say that's, you know, at $3.70, that's far better than $3.99. So if you're needing gas, then I would definitely patronize one of those stations that hasn't raised their price yet. Hopefully you don't get there and the pump jump has already occurred.
You know, we say this all the time. I think the common theme is that gas prices bump in the summer. More people are traveling and moving around. Is that an accurate thing to say? Is that why gas prices get higher?
Well, there is some truth to that, but it's not because people are hitting the road. Just, you know, gas stations aren't just raising it because they can. In fact, gas stations really don't have a whole lot of pricing control. Obviously, they buy gasoline at a certain cost, and when that cost goes up, they send it to the pump. Gas stations tend to make only a nickel, maybe a dime, or 15 cents a gallon. So it's not necessarily stations that are just deciding to raise it. It's that the cost of gasoline on the wholesale market has risen because, say, the price of a barrel of oil has risen. You know, we always hear how the price of a barrel has risen or it's, you know, gone up or down. Gasoline futures and wholesale gas prices, gasoline spot prices, are also traded the same way. But, you know, the media doesn't report it a whole lot. And on Wednesday, the wholesale price of gasoline jumped about 6 cents a gallon. Now you're saying 6 cents. Well, we saw prices jump far higher. That's just because of a weird price strategy that stations have in the Great Lakes called price cycling. And yesterday we saw for the 18th time this year prices spiked over 10 cents a gallon in one day.
Wow.
This is just a difference in strategy. Sometimes, you know, if you're outside this area, prices would fluctuate with wholesale prices. They may go up a few cents a day. But in this area, stations are so competitive that they just keep lowering their prices until they no longer can afford to do it. That's when we see prices jump one day, and then prices start, essentially, price wars take place until the next price hike.
Patrick DeHaan, he's a senior petroleum analyst from GasBuddy.com, joining us this morning on WHTC. Patrick, obviously, you're like just kind of, if I can compare you to people on the stock market, you can estimate and guess what's going to happen, but where do you see prices throughout the summer this year?
I think that this should represent a pretty high tide watermark. We haven't seen a whole lot of refining issues. That's the one thing that could likely send prices even higher. But barring, you know, unforeseen events, I don't think that prices should get much higher. So, sure, if a hurricane hits, prices could go over $4. If a refinery, you know, catches fire, of course, some things can happen that can send prices over $4. But generally, those things are very few and far between. And if none of those things happen, I think prices should be spending most of the summer in the mid to upper $3 a gallon range.
Well, I know most of us here certainly hope for that fact. And like you said earlier, those stations that are still lower, get them now before they jump as prices are averaging on the lakeshore, like I told you a couple of minutes ago, at $3.95 a gallon of gas. Patrick DeHaan, senior analyst from GasBuddy.com, thank you so much for joining us and have a safe trip.
My pleasure. Thank you.